everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 21st of April. So I'm just going to go through today all the aspects that are really going to affect all of this week, as I've been doing, and then I'm going to talk about the other aspects that are specific today. So on the 21st of April, we've got Jupiter's conjunction with Uranus, which I'll talk about in a short while. Mercury makes a parallel with Venus, and Venus makes a conjunction to Chiron. The Sun makes a square to Pluto, and Mercury makes a parallel to the Moon's North Node, which I'll talk more about in a short while too. Okay, so the first aspect that's affecting us this week is Jupiter's conjunction to Uranus. It's exact at 3:28 on the 21st of April, and it leaves on the 26th of April, but still going to affect us right up until about the 28th and 9th. So Jupiter's in Aries and Uranus is also in Aries at this time as well, so we've just got like double sort of like Jupiter conjunct Uranus vibes. So positively, Jupiter and Uranus in conjunction in Aries together can make us more enthusiastic, have more excitement for life, and can be used to bring about positive change as well as a sort of like motivation for growth and change in all areas of our lives. The best use of this energy is to use it to be innovative in your ideas, in your solutions to problems, in your personality expression. It gives us the courage to take bold risks. Some of you may have sudden sort of like chances, opportunities for personal and professional advancement, so you know, try and go for it. Negatively, it can be sort of like an unpredictable energy that can create instability within us, and disruptions in our relationships can bring sort of like challenges to our ability to think straight. We may overindulge because we've got Jupiter and Uranus, both sort of like electric impulsive energies here together in Aries as well, so it's about doing and cardinal energy, but it's also can make us reckless as well and restless as well, and just make us be like, oh, I'm bored, everything's crap, let's spice things up, tell some jokes, push people's boundaries. You could find it funny, but the other person may not. This energy, what's going to, as I said, right into next week, we need to be a bit mindful, as it can make us, as I said, be provocative, impulsive, and rebel just for the sake of it as well. So we just need to watch out for, you know, being aware of the consequences. The best use of this energy is to be creative, think outside of the box, make a plan, try and be as structured, even though this energy is calling us to be unstructured and to heck with the rules and all of that as well. Obviously, it depends on all your other aspects that's going on in your transit charts and nail placements and stuff, but the purpose of these scopes is to tell you what, you know, the mundane energy, because it affects us. So our personal transits affect us as individuals, but when we're interacting with, you know, the world and the people in it, this is sort of like making us aware of the energies that can challenge us, but also the energies we can tap into to, you know, heal and live our best lives. So remember to balance being spontaneous with being practical, and being enthusiastic with caution as well. Try and act with passion and purpose, break free from old thought and behaviour patterns and limitations as well, and to just be open to letting go of what no longer serves you, taking calculated risks. You can experience breakthroughs in even problems that have been haunting you for ages as well. Also good energy to network with as well. Mercury's making a parallel to the Moon's North Node, and this entered on the 17th of April at 6:44 p.m. on the 21st of April. I'm going to leave us on the 14th of May, but before it does that, it's going to make another tight parallel, which is the same as conjunction on the 9th of May as well. So this energy is really going to be affecting us for the next like 2 to 3 weeks, so we can really tap into it. So astrologically, it's a powerful alignment of communication represented by Mercury and our life path, and destiny, it's represented by the point, the Moon's North Node as well. So this allows us over the next 3 weeks to try and gain clarity, find our purpose in our words, thoughts and ideas. Now you may be stuck in an addictive or self-destructive pattern. You may think, oh, I'm old, as many of us do, as we get past 20s, 30s and stuff, and can't ever do this, I can't ever change. But I believe, and I'm trying to be living proof of, you know, we can change our thoughts, change our behaviours, and the key is to always pick yourself up after the many, many falls. The falls can be embarrassing, it can be like, oh my gosh, I should have learned this by now. But if you go in with a habit of, I'm going to keep on trying until I succeed, rather than, oh, I just keep on failing, I'm going to give up, then you can see how over time, you know, building these daily habits can really change your life. So Mercury's parallel to the Moon's North Node is giving you that chance to be more in touch with yourself, intuition, divine guidance, and invites you to listen to the subtle whispers of your soul, your, you know, your deepest wish, the things that you really want to do but feel, oh, I can't ever do it. So the experiences you may feel this week and over the next 2 to 3 weeks actually may pull you into, you know, could be confusing, but I'm trying to pull you into realizing that, you know, the only way you're going to change your life and move forward is if you actually change your life. And to do this, you have to change your behavior, your thoughts, and the beliefs that no longer serve you. For some of you, be letting go of toxic relationships as well. So, what experiences that prompt us to examine our beliefs, systems, negative self-talk that's holding us back and really wants us to, you know, reframe our mindset and change the dialogue we often have with ourselves in our mind and become more empowered and also forgiving and loving, because this is a lesson I'm homing into myself. Yeah, do all the stuff, you know, you want to be better. Yeah, it's good to be like, oh no, you know, I need to still change some bad habits, but don't be so hard on yourself. You know, love is the most important application and finding, because yeah, you can go and get the knowledge and the information, but without a foundation of self-love and even the for humanity itself, what we do with this information and knowledge can differ. So love is that defining factor. So just building on, you know, self-forgiveness, healing, listening to your inner voice, tuning out all the negative voices that can get in the way of hearing this one true voice, because, you know, fear gets in a lot of the time, a lot of our negative self-talk and things that people have said to us. So it can be really hard to be in touch with ourselves, is what I'm trying to say. So the only way we can do this is to slowly work through letting go of our psychological and emotional and spiritual trauma, creating space for new experiences and growth in our life, and just be more open to, you know, trying something new with an open heart and mind, and taking responsibility for your past actions. You can initiate the healing and resolution necessary for your, you know, positive future growth as well. And it will involve forgiveness towards yourself and others in the past and the past you, and just setting intentions and actions for, you know, a better future. Also this week we've got the energy of Venus's contrapareil to Saturn really influencing us as well. So it leaves on the 26th of April, but it just allows us to bring more structure and have more boundaries with ourselves and others, so counteracting that Jupiter Aries kind of energy that's like can make us just forceful and trigger other people this week and stuff. It helps us to find freedom and commitment, a balance between that in our relationships within ourselves as well. It wants us to explore the karmic aspects of our connections. Some of us may have past people or memories and stuff coming to the forefront of our mind that we need to pay attention to as well. It wants us and supports us in confronting our fears and insecurities and letting go of our toxic thought and behavioural and relationship patterns as well. And it gives us that extra power to heal and our relationships, especially the one with ourselves this week as well, and to deal with the feelings of loneliness. You could feel lonely with this energy restriction, you know, you've got Saturn and Venus coming together, but ultimately it wants us to set boundaries, and also highlights the tension between our desires for love and connection and our need for structure and boundaries, which is represented by Saturn, and love and connection obviously Venus in this scenario. So it wants us to, you know, find a balance between freedom and commitment, and also with, you know, the commitment we give ourselves to becoming our best selves as well. It supports us in setting clear boundaries, being accountable in our part of mutual responsibility, such as if you call own or rent a home with other people, or, you know, childcare expenses and stuff like that as well. So it can help us sort out really hard issues when it comes to money or contentious, other contentious sort of discussions that can normally make us like sort of like run away or cause arguments. It allows us to communicate openly and honestly with ourselves and others about our needs, desires and expectations, helps us to understand and create a safe, active listening space where healthier relationship dynamics can grow and we can set our boundaries. So that's really good energy. Mercury semi-sextile to Saturn leaves us on the 2nd of May, exact on the 24th of May, but enters on the 21st, and is also exact again on the 28th of April as well. So really, you know, affecting us over the next 10 to 14 days as well. So it wants us to align ourselves and helps us with aligning our thoughts and ideas with our actions and ways of being in the world, allows us to be more organized, but can cause problems with authority as well. It encourages us to look for answers and guidance and take some time to reflect on our beliefs and values, asking ourselves, you know, are we being authentic and true to ourselves in our conversations? Are, you know, this energy really wants us to honor our commitments and fulfill our obligations and just be more disciplined in our approach to life, and supports us in doing so. Venus is parallel to Chiron, leaves us on the 1st of May, so exact on the 26th of April. So again, this helps us with our creativity, but negatively it can make us feel vulnerable and sad, and gives us that need for solitude, which can be good. It wants us to build our intimacy, especially self-intimacy and trust, and gain support from ourselves and others as well. But misunderstandings and miscommunications can happen because of this energy. And you know, the best use of this energy is to use it for therapy, self-help, counselling, diving deep into your subconscious mind, addressing past traumas and wounds that are holding you back, and being creative as well. And also just supports us in deepening our connections with ourselves and others. So as I said, on the 21st, Venus also makes a conjunction with Chiron. The Sun squares Pluto as well. So the Sun square to Pluto just kind of adds more tension between our egos, desires and transformation. We may get in the way of changing our lives around because we just feel like, you know, I don't care right now. I just want to be selfish and do what I need to do. I don't care if changing will improve my job, my life and my career. So we just need to watch out for that energy as well. And just do our best to, yeah, you know, meet some of our ego needs and our needs of our desires and stuff like that, but also be open to change and listening to other people's perspectives on, you know, how we're interacting in the world as well. Mercury's parallel to Venus helps us just to express our feelings and desires more better, helps with repairing our relationships and being more meaningful as well. And so, you know, really toning to that energy and all Venus aspects, energy and the Saturn energy of this week as well. So yeah, that was the daily Scotes for the 21st of April. Cool.